Okay, so this video, I was just thinking because I watched a random. This was really dark. Because I watched this random video about dealing with women, and I ran across this post on Facebook real quick about this guy about a post that says pretty much when you don't have when a man doesn't have a girlfriend, it's almost impossible to find a girlfriend, and then when it, once a guy gets any girlfriend, now all of a sudden women pay him attention. And I just, I told the guy, I responded to the guy. I said, yeah, because women, genuinely want what women only want what they think other women want. You see what I'm saying? Like when women do not have their own genuine thought processes and goals and morals, other than to search out protection. That's about the only goal they really have. And there's intricacies that go along with that, but I'm not gonna talk about that in this video. But because like the actual science of getting a girlfriend, any man can get a girlfriend or have women like interested in them and staring at them, so like that. It's really not difficult. All you have to do, and I give you, it's like a 3 or 4 step protocol to do it. And many men do this, and this is what upsets women because it ends up with a lot of people getting hurt, which is something that I don't like to do, which so I don't do it. But I know exactly what you have to do. Step one, this is what you do. Step one. You just do a shotgun approach on the world and just talk to every woman you come across and try to get her number, okay? And you have to walk into it with mentality like, look, you're gonna fail, I'd say 5 times out of 10. 5 out of 10, I'll be like, oh, I'm not interested, blah, blah, blah. And you just keep going. Just keep going until you get, the quantity that you get. I say do it for maybe 2 weeks, right? A week or 2 weeks. Then after that, out of all the numbers you get, text those. So out of all the ones you text, I'd say out of every 10, maybe 6 or 7 may just ghost you, right? So okay, deal with that because it's numbers and people move on. They deal with life, blah blah blah. Then out of those, you're gonna have a handful that'll like habitually text you, right? So after you get, or even if you just have one or two. Whatever it takes for you to get pretty much, it really doesn't. And the reality of it is, it doesn't matter what the physical quality of the woman is. And I'll touch on that later. Just whatever woman you get, just devote your devote, synthetic emotions to her to get her hooked. And now you're going out, now you're going to spend the night, blah, blah, blah. And you do that, right? Now, this goes into what I said earlier. Women only want what they think other women want. See, now that you'll be out in the town and people will know you and know you to be seen with this woman, you see now that alerts other women that some woman wanted you. So now, oh, you must be worth something if this woman wanted you. So what does that now do? Now other women slowly start wanting you. Now, where other guys kind of, I don't say they mess up, but like personally, I just don't like to lie and hurt people. But I know that this theory works. This is a fail-proof theory. But see, what other guys do is see, once they get that initial kind of like, gateway into the woman's world of being wanted, to being desired, they just start, fucking all the girls' friends. Now, I wouldn't advise doing that, but I mean, do what you got to do. Keep it moving. Because that's the reality of women. Because once women know that you're wanted by something, now they'll start to want you. If you just keep walking around talking about I'm single, I'm single, I'm single, I'm single, see what I'm single is screaming to women is you're not worth anything because no other woman is investing anything in you. So never, what I would say is if you're trying to find a girlfriend, never ever say you're single. Never say it. Now, I wouldn't say run around tell people you have a wife, but never ever go around and tell other women you are single. That is the worst thing you can say. You can tell to women when you, if you're trying to get a girlfriend. Because like I said before, a man who's stating he's single, in a woman's mind, what women vision sees is, oh, he's not worth anything because no woman's invested anything in him. It's pretty much, it would be the same thing, like, let's say, like a medical doctor who's walking around and saying he has a medical doctor degree, but he works in marketing. Most people's logical first thought is, oh, he must have fucked up in medical, in his medical career. That's why he's in marketing now. See, it's the same thing. If you're looking for a woman and you're coming up saying you're single, what that says to her is, oh, well, he must not be worth anything. and they'll pass on you. Now, the reason why, now I labeled this video, the reason why I'm traveling and single is this. Personally, I do not want that responsibility of a woman in my life. Like I just do not want that responsibility to always like, okay, when I get hungry, I go eat when I want to eat. If I want to eat sushi, I'm going to eat sushi. If I want to eat Italian, I'm going to eat Italian. See, you don't do that with a woman. See, when, once you got a woman, now you have to consult and it's going to take time to figure this shit out. And, but oh, but you have to do it nicely because her feelings are going to get hurt if you rush her. And then, see, I just mentally, no. When I was 26, see, this is what I said in previous videos. When we're younger, we want that. See, and most men will want it until they finally get it. And they get it good that one time. Then it's like, nope. You got to do what I'm doing or goodbye. After that first good time, they really get that woman who, where are you at? Come here and get there. We want to eat. What time are you going to eat? Once you get that one good time, no. So, yeah, so the reason I travel, man. Okay, one reason I travel is because I think I told you before, I don't like dating black women. And I've been very, and I'm always very honest about this. For my reasons of not dating black women, because it's usually three key things. If black women can generally escape these three areas where they fuck up in, then they're walking goddesses. And I fell in love with a black girl because she escaped these common three faults that most black women fall into. The faults that black women generally have is they have poor hygiene, they're loud and stupid, or they have horrible attitudes, or the fourth one, or they're just flat out ugly. Now, once they can evade all of these four things, oh, then they're walking goddesses. I will date, marry, and have kids with them, but they're very hard to find. And once they do evade those four, they're taking up quick because everybody wants that. Everybody. But yeah, the reason I travel and I stay single, man, I do not want that responsibility of always having to call and check in, or, you know, because the women got to be told they're pretty every day or beautiful, or you got to tell them they love them. And see, like, that shit is like getting a dog, right? Like, it's like what happens when a child gets a dog, a puppy. See, because when the child wants the puppy, what the child is envisioning is that perfect puppy in its perfect attitude all the time, and it never does anything wrong, and it does everything the child wants whenever the child wants the puppy to do something. This is why they want puppies. And then they get a puppy, and after their honeymoon phase is up, a lot of them ain't don't be on picking up dog poop all the time and cleaning up dog vomit. You see what I'm saying? All that prettiness wore off, and that's what it is with the girlfriend. See, like, for guys who've never been married or, like, legitimately lived with a woman and, like, been through it, it's like getting a puppy for them. Like, they haven't seen that other side yet. And like, and I've been to that other side, and I just don't, man, honestly, I just don't want to deal. I don't want that much responsibility, honestly. And there's no way to really tell which woman will be a big responsibility in your life, because it's like playing Russian roulette with women. It's a little more easier with a dog, because dogs are dogs. You know, they have the mental capacity of a 4-year-old child. So you can always, you know, manipulate it and work with it and shift something somewhere for a dog. But see, women, they can get, you know, jealous, manipulative, you know, envious. And next thing you know, you scared to come home. You know what I'm saying? Because now she's mad at you. Like, I just, no. Like, I got my own. I got two flats, one in Europe and one in America. I got a car in America. I'm going to get a car here. It's just too much freedom to go back to having to check in with somebody again and having to, you know, that, you know, if I want to eat sushi, well, does she like sushi, or does she want to go eat sushi? Maybe she doesn't want to eat sushi. Maybe we'll go for Italian. But then if we go for sushi when I want sushi, now she'll be mad because we always have to do what I want to do. And you see all this, just, I'm hitting flashbacks. No, but see, I think where I'm a bit different, I can be a little different. Is, okay, if you were to see me walking down the street, you would think I was a snob because I always dress very well. I always drive a nice car. My flats, I never really cared about my flats. Like, they're never like the nicest places. They're not like, you know, immaculate places. I've never cared much about that personally. But if you were to see me, like, I love you, would think, you would assume I was a snob. I'm not a snob. I'm just picky with things that I like. But dealing, like I said, dealing with that, just that level of responsibility is just, once you've had, I'll tell you, once you've had it, now you're like, okay, I know what this is now. Like, I'll probably get an anxiety attack speaking to a woman seriously now from all it, from, I'll probably get an anxiety attack from it. I probably seriously would. It's just like, I just, the reason why I travel and stay single, man, is like, okay, I'm the type of guy who I am genuinely comfortable in whatever mess I may have created or whatever heaven I may have created. And I will tell you the exact truth. What I do is, okay, I think I went over this in another video. Maybe I was talking to somebody about this, but okay, I don't do the friends with benefits thing. I either classify you as a potential long-term partner, a good friend, or prostitute. Okay. And so personally, what I'd rather do is I would rather just buy hookers and chill until I can find like unless I get lucky and find like a really amazing woman and then have a long-term relationship with her, like I did before. But even now, like, I'm really drifting away from the long-term relationship thing. And I'm really just pretty much just on hookers all the time. Like I said, and it's not because I can't, like, okay, every time I go out somewhere, like, I'm going to run across a woman and we're going to start talking, okay? So if from in my situation, which is easy for me to say, but I can't really prove it, but it's easy for me to say it. But I'm being honest with you guys. It's not a problem for me to talk to random strangers. Anybody, like any of my friends, like they know me. They know you stick me in a room and I don't know anybody. It's not going to be a big problem for me because I'll make friends by the time I leave. My problem is not picking up women or talking to women. My problem is I don't want to deal with that responsibility. I really don't. I don't want to deal with all that. I just don't. Tell me up. I'm more like, tell me what you want up front and then we'll go from there. Otherwise, I'm not doing that whole game thing of, well, do you like me like that? I don't know. Do you like me like that? I don't know. No. I'm not 12. Okay. At 12, I would have done that. No, I'm a grown, like I'm just too grown for that. I'm not doing that. So, like I said, personally, like I am much happier just buying hookers and chilling and doing exactly what I want to do, what I want and when I want to do it. If I want to just hop on a train and just drive, and I mean, if I want to hop on a train and just ride across Prague right now, I can do it simply because I felt like doing it. I didn't have to check in with anybody. I don't have to make sure somebody's be waiting on me if they're going to be waiting up for me to get home that night and they'd be mad if I don't get home until a certain time. But that, no, get me wrong. There are negatives to it too. Like, for instance, you know, you live alone, so that means, okay, I live alone. So if something goes wrong, I have to go out and do it, type of thing. Like, I have to go get food. Just for basic things. Like, if I took a shower and forgot to take a bath towel in with me, now I got to run, you know, soaking wet to get a towel. So to have somebody just go, you know, bring me a towel. There are ups and downs. So I'm not trying to say I'm living a perfect life. No one's living a perfect life. But like I said, my thing is I would rather deal with the negatives of living alone than to deal with the positives of being with someone right now. Because the negatives of being with someone and then potentially the wrong person are just, it's just not worth it. It's just not, it really is just not worth it for me and my experiences of dealing with women. Because like I said, the protocols of getting a girlfriend, it really is not very hard. See, I like challenge, so I'm not the type that'll just go get whatever. But if you want just like an easy, bare bones, guaranteed method of finding a girlfriend, just do what I said earlier. Just shotgun approach, just talk to any woman you can. It doesn't mean, and don't worry about being nervous, because a lot of times they'll be nervous, or she may like the fact that you were nervous that you talked to her. So don't worry about ever being nervous or being scared or anything like that. Just shotgun a bunch of them. And out of those, text the ones you get the numbers from. Then out of the ones that actually text you back and care about you, you know, talk to them and then go out and then start being seen in public with women. And then it all just snowballs from there. Like I said earlier, women want whatever they think other women want. You see, like if you're walking around just steadily single, and you're just waiting on that one girl to text you back and write you back, no, it's going to be years before you find a girlfriend. Because that's what I used to do before I knew this. It used to take me about 2 years to find another, about every 1 year, 1 or 2 years, I would find a girlfriend when I was younger. And now, like I said, I learned women over the years. Now I just know them. I know them. So it doesn't, like, I don't have that sense of awe anymore. Like, I just know how it works. And it was denied. And then also I know how it works. I know how, like, a legit relationship works. And I've grown to be a very independent person. Like, where a lot of my male friends, a lot of them are not, you know, very independent. They're independent, you know, as long as they stay on their street corner, but they're not like worldly independent. Like I wasn't either. I grew into this, but I wasn't either. So like a lot of them, like they still kind of need that validation from a woman in some way, you know, stuff like that. Like I don't need, personally, I'm just in a position of life. I don't need anyone else's validation. It would be nice from time to time, but I don't need it. Like I would much rather you hate me for something I did than to pretend love me at this point in my life. I would much rather you just agree to disagree. I would much rather you agree to disagree with me than to just blindly support me, because that's just what people do. You see what I'm saying? Like that's just where I am now. But yeah, man, I just can't. Yeah. Cause I ran into a woman in a coffee shop and some kind of way we started talking, and I told her, like, I'm thinking about dating again, but like a woman, like you, like a woman is a big responsibility. And she was going on about, yeah, but it sucks to be alone and blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, I mean, it being alone, it can have its awkward times. But like, okay, and like I said, this comes from a woman. So the woman doesn't, I mean, unless she dealt with like a real feminine type guy, she most of the complaining is going to come from her end in a relationship anyway. So to her, she's not a real qualified source to talk about this to, because she's going to be the one wondering where I am and what I'm eating and what I'm doing and blah, blah, blah. You see, so to her, yeah, of course, to her, it'll suck being alone. But to me, I get peace and quiet. But that's it. I hope I know I ramble, so I hope I even hit the topic. Yeah.